Welcome to Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. Sometimes it can be hard to keep up with the world, especially when the world refuses to keep up with you. Eviction moratoriums are ending, landlords are displacing families, and lawmakers are taking unearned vacations on the taxpayer dime. All the while, aging millennials who live with their grandmothers are joining thruples and starting podcasts in lieu of starting families. Oh, the horror. Oh, the humanity. If I've just described you, dear listener, a marijuanera masking undiagnosed depression with weed, podcasts, and other carnal pleasures, and if you're waiting for me to advertise a product that will solve all your earthly problems, sorry about it. Such a miracle treatment just doesn't exist outside of a policy overhaul and an outright bloody revolution. So, keep smoking and keep coping, my friends. It's Marijuanera Mondays, so get high, get hot, and you better get happy, because this is Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. And now, for the main event.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed. Dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I want to be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
All right, marihuaneras, welcome to episode 3 of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. It is I, Bala Munoz, your most humble host, and I want to thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of this brand new podcast. This is a bright and shiny new show, and the fact that so many of you are lighting up and tuning in already is honestly mind-blowing and miraculous, and I think and every on bended knee, practically. I want to say that there are not that many Latina cannabis podcasts. You can search. Do it. I dare you. I want you to. I implore you to. Search for the Latina cannabis podcast. Find them and tell me about them. There's not that many. There's a couple. There's a few. But not like this. No tea, no shade to the other Latina cannabis podcasts. But I'm just saying, one cannot compare. This is a brand new format. It is meant to be theatrical, it's meant to be comedic, it's meant to be fun, it's meant to be different. So I really thank all of you for rocking with me and allowing me to experiment and to try something new in this podcasting weed space, because I intend fully to have fun and to figure it out as we go, to learn new things, to interview interesting people, and most of all, to smoke some good fucking weed while we do it. And I want to remind you all to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. As indie creators with Locatora Productions, it really goes a super, super long way when our listeners love us out loud and let the world know what they really think about our show. Even if you don't like it, I dare you. Let it be known. Write the review. Post it. Say what you feel. I would love nothing more. All engagement is good engagement. So I really do encourage all of you to let it be known what you think about the show, what you think about the program, and leave us a rating. 5-star preferred, but you know, we're equal opportunity over here and we are accepting everybody's honest feedback and opinion. So thank you for being here once again. Today, it's going to be a shorter, simpler episode. I think that we went all in with our inaugural. Of course, we had to make a big bang upon entrance. You know what I mean? It's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we operate. You know this if you've been listening to Locatora Radio all this time. You have have a sense of our vibe and our style. And I think that Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, is within the same vein. So you can expect pageantry, you can expect excellence, you can expect glitters and sparkles, but also a little bit of journalism and insight and analysis and dialogue and this, that, and the other. We like to do it all at Locatora Productions. So today I want to talk a little bit about the things that I like to do while I'm smoking. Chief among them, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic set in, is smoking while roller skating. There's something about the combination that just makes sense. It's a beautiful combination. It's a natural combination. It's a feel-good combination. I love taking a fat joint out with me when I'm gonna go skate like a beautiful scenic route, whether that be a beach skate in Santa Monica or skating the new Dance Skate Plaza in Venice. Even more recently, street skating in my neighborhood, which I was afraid to do because I didn't want to get hit by a car because my mother would kill me. Can you imagine if I called my mom like, "Mom, every bone in my body is broken. I'm laying in the street. I was just hit by a vehicle." I would be more afraid of her reaction because my mother would be like, "I sacrificed my life to raise you and to keep you healthy and to make sure that your teeth were in order and your skin and your hair and your bones and your nail beds and your education, and I took meticulous care of you, and you go and roller skate in the streets of Los Angeles, get hit by a car, and you want me to come help you, bitch." You know what I mean? It's the type of thing where your parents like do such a good job raising you that like if you get injured, you feel bad. Like you feel guilty. Like, "Oh my God, I've dented their greatest investment. What do I do now? I can't repay them. I have no money. I'm a millennial in Los Angeles, America, USA." You know what I mean? Like, so anyways, I do love skating while I smoke. There's something about it that just loosens me up and makes it easier for me to try new things and to not be so stressed about the possibility of falling or people watching me or whatever the case may be. So I really want to know, like, what do you guys like to do when you smoke? Leave me a review, leave me a comment, let me know. Because I find it to be super fascinating the way that people combine weed in their everyday lives. People ask me like, "Okay, aside from the recreational and from the fun part of it, why do you smoke weed? Like, do you need it? Is it necessary? Is it helpful? Is it medicinal?" The answer is yes, all of the above. I smoke weed because I like have lots of built up stress and anxiety. I'm an insomniac, like I cannot sleep. I also just get really stressed out in public spaces and in new environments. I have lots of anxiety. I hold a lot of tension in my shoulders and again in my jaw. I also just feel super sad a lot of the times. And I find that when I smoke, it helps me to socialize and to sleep and to relax and honestly to focus. As somebody that has a hard time focusing, I often find that smoking the weed like allows me to kind of slow down, zero in on what I'm doing and what I need to do, and just kind of drench myself in the task at hand. Whereas when I don't smoke, I often find that my attention is split between so many different needs and wants and places and peoples and things that it's a miracle if I get one thing accomplished in a day. So there's something really focusing and centering about the plant, which I really appreciate. Honestly, this even goes into my TV watching habits because I'm one of those people, per the memes, where I can be watching TV and I'm also on my computer doing something and on my phone doing something else. I love the three screen trifecta effect on my mind, body, and soul. I know it's fucked me up like on a neurological level because of such chronic exposure over the course of many, many years by my own like choosing and doing. But you know, it is what it is. This is the world we live in. This is how we operate. We're somehow evolving. I don't know if it's for better or for worse, but it's happening. So I'm one of those people that I could have 3, 4, 5 screens going at a time, like on full volume and like fully engaged with all of them, but really not engaged with any of them, right? So sometimes when I smoke weed, well, most of the times when I smoke, I feel like it helps me to zero in on one screen and one task and just focus my attention on what's happening right in front of me and what I really want to be focusing on so I can most enjoy it and appreciate it. And that's one of the reasons why I also enjoy smoking while I podcast, because it's something that just requires your full attention. And especially when you smoke and you just have the mic in front of you and there's not even necessarily a screen or a person, like this episode doesn't have an interview this time. It's just going to be you and I, my dear listeners, my dear marihuanetas, just fucking shooting the shit. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Weed is sort of contributing to this process here. So something that, okay, so I just went on that long diatribe about how weed helps me to focus, but the next piece is focusing on what exactly, and is it the right thing, and is it worthy of my time? Because yeah, sure, I've been lighting up and focusing, but I've been doing things like watching Jersey Shore starting from season 1, episode 1. If you think about it, it's a fascinating sociological study. I mean, the fashion, the hairstyles, the eyebrows, the wardrobe, the flip-flops, the vocabulary of the time. It's a beautiful time capsule of Guido America. And I remember being a kid, being a younger person, and the drama surrounding the fact that Jersey Shore existed, like, oh, this was garbage, this was trashy, don't let your kids watch it, this, that, and the other. But I fucking loved it, and I thought they were hilarious, and I thought it was interesting. It's wild to me that they've had so many seasons, right? But I watch back, and I'm like, the misogyny, the fat shaming, the rape culture, like in real ways, they were real wicked to Angelina. Mike, the situation, was a straight up fucking bully and fucking harasser and abuser. He like hit Snooki in the mouth for no fucking reason. Snooki was getting hit in the face a lot in Jersey Shore, like early in the show, and I don't appreciate that. Also, Snooki is Latina representation, which we barely talk about because she's really a Chilena who was adopted by like an Italian family from Poughkeepsie, but we'll talk about that another time. Diversity and inclusion. I mean, the characters, there's so much to say about them. Sammy Sweetheart, she was an era because everybody was doing the stick straight hair with the side part and the extra clump mascara. She was wearing the long tanks that were level with the hem of her shorts so that it looked like it was a dress, but it wasn't a dress. I mean, Sammy Sweetheart, the sweetest bitch you've ever met, she was really doing something, and I don't think that we appreciate her enough either. The other thing that I want to say is that JWoww, I used to think that JWoww was a bad bitch, but JWoww was kind of a punk bitch. She was kind of fake, and everybody in the house was so mean to Angelina. I can't even stand it. It's not fair. She did nothing wrong. The other show that I've been watching from season 1, episode 1 is Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, because it brings me comfort and joy. And I just want to say that there was a time where Love and Hip Hop was on VH1 at a certain day of the week at a certain time, and you would go home and sit down in front of the TV and watch Love and Hip Hop when it was on, just like every other show. And it sounds ridiculous to me to be saying that because it honestly wasn't that long ago, but it sounds like I have to remind the world, I have to remind the marihuanetas at home, my dear listeners, that there was a time where a show went on one channel, one day of the week, 1 hour, and you were either there or you weren't. You either recorded it or you didn't. You either reserved it for later or you failed to do so. And I kind of miss those days because TV was more high stakes. Now there are no stakes involved with your TV. Like if you miss it, it doesn't matter because you don't miss anything because it's always there waiting for you to watch. Just sitting, 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 sitting with all your other subscriptions that you barely ever think about and you probably will never watch. And I think about how many subscriptions I have and how many pieces of media are sitting in and collecting dust and waiting for me to notice them. And there's just too much. There's too much, but at the same time, there's not enough. And how does it work? How do we reconcile it? What am I even talking about? Who knows? Who can say? Who can tell? If you were following instructions since the beginning of this podcast, you should be feeling as nice as I do right now. And you're probably keeping up with me. And if you didn't follow instructions, then you have no idea what's going on. And that's okay, because this is Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, not a podcast for rocket scientists. The other show that I've been watching is Family Karma, and there is so much to say, obviously, about the Indian subcontinent and all of its intricacies. I'm not the one to say these things because who the fuck am I? And I'm not prepared. But what I will say is I feel a level of disappointment, frustration, anger, rage that Latinos do not engage in the biometric system and the arranged marriages and the matchmaking the way that South Asian and Indian families seem to do. Let me be clear. I don't think the matches always make sense. I don't think that the biometric data is always on point. And I don't necessarily think that the system is the most ideal. But my dear, my friends, my loves, are you telling me that the system we currently have, which is not a system at all, it's a cesspool? Are we saying that what we have now is currently working? Absolutely not. It's not. Dating is a fucking mess. And I just want to say that I'm open to the possibility of things like arranged marriages and situations and matchmaking. So should there be a matchmaker out there that wants to make me a match, find me a find, or catch me a catch, you know where to find me. I'm at @Mala_Munoz. Thank you. The other show I've been watching is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And let me just say, I love the Housewives franchises, especially Housewives of Atlanta. Obviously, but the Real Housewives of Salt Lake have some special sauce because of Mormonism. There's just something about Mormons. I can't quite put my little tiny fingers on it, but maybe you can help me. There's something between the plural marriage, all the money that they have because they seem to be filthy, stinking rich, the ski slopes, the furs, the shoe collections, the weird jobs, and the insistence on engaging in commerce that directly contradicts with their so-called tightly held Mormon values. All the drama of Mormonism combined makes for excellent reality TV. I highly recommend if you haven't already. I'm Team Jen Shaw, not because she's a good person, but because she makes for really excellent reality TV viewing. You tell me, if you watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake, who's your favorite and why? Better yet, who's your least favorite and why? Leave a comment or what have you. So to end this reality TV moment, I'm just gonna say, does anybody remember Quiero Mis Quinces on like Mundos? Because I miss all of our Latinx reality TV programming. That shit was bomb. You had quinceañeras pulling up in huge fucking trucks that their daddies go to work in on the ranchos that they own. And instead of wearing like heels with their quince dresses, they're wearing like white leather cowboy boots. Like, excellent TV, excellent programming. I miss the fuck out of it. And I also want to know what happened to Mundos and MTV Tres. Let's bring that shit back, because where else am I going to get nonstop baby bash music videos in the middle of the day when I should be at school? Okay, question. Do you ever think of your own mortality? Like, sometimes I think about the fact that I can't die today because the local news headlines that will be generated if I die prematurely are just not on brand. I mean, on some level, they're too on brand, like to the point that they're embarrassing. Like, for example, I was like with my friend who was visiting from out of town, and we went to McDonald's, but she entered the drive-thru from the wrong direction, and we almost died like in a fiery crash in the McDonald's drive-thru. And I was like, friend, we can't die this way. What would the local headlines read? Local podcaster tragically passes in McDonald's drive-thru. She had cheap weed in her system and two acrylic nails missing. Bitch, I can't go like that. Okay, quick question. What is the weirdest thing a man has ever said to you? I mean, I have so many, I don't even know where to begin, but I'll just share one per episode. Like, if I remember to do so, don't hold me to it because I might forget, aka weed brain. But men have said so many weird things to me that it's hard to keep track of. One of the most disturbing interactions I had with a man was with someone who could not give me like a regular compliment, like not just like a general, regular, straightforward to be expected compliment. All the compliments were like a little bit off. So for example, I asked him like, I'm like, oh my God, like, what's your favorite feature that I have? Like, what's your favorite part of my body? You know? And his response to my question, you know what he said? He goes, I really like your teeth and your upper torso, but most of all, I really love your nose and your nail beds. Bitch, serial killer much? Like, he's cataloging like all my little parts and extremities, and it's like the most random bits. My teeth, my upper torso, bitch, my upper torso. Who says that? This Hannibal Lecter ass motherfucker that I like swiped right on a dating app. It's fine. I need to improve my taste in men, clearly. All right, Marihuanetas, this has been episode 3 of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. We do not have an interview this episode. This show is what I make of it and what I want it to be. So we will not always have interviews, and we will always have fun and good conversation and jokes and vibes and our bomb-ass jingle by Crisol and our excellent sound work by Stephanie Franco. We're gonna have every time our ridiculously gorgeous logo by Micah Amaro, and of course, the vocal stylings and comedic stylings of none other than me, your most gracious host, Mala Munoz. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to get another episode of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. We have extended episodes on Patreon, on the Locatora Productions Patreon. So you can head to patreon.com/locatora_productions and you can subscribe at the Marihuaneta tier to get extended episodes, BTS content, and monthly remote smoke sessions with our special stoner guests from that month. Become a patron. Make sure you're subscribing to Marihuaneta across listening platforms. Follow me at Mala_Munoz once again across social media platforms. And I'll see you next week. Light up, tune in. Make sure you leave a review. And love you all. Besitos. All right, Marihuaneras, now is time to take a moment to thank my Marihuaneta patrons on Patreon. You guys are so great because your monthly $10 or $25, we'll get into that in a moment, contribution allows for us to pay our audio editor, to pay our artists, to pay our musicians, and our entire team that contribute to the making of Marihuaneta, a Locatora production. So that being said, one of the incentives to being a Marihuaneta patron is that you get a shout out on every episode of the podcast. So for $10 a month, you get a shout out on the podcast, you get invited to a monthly smoke sesh, you get access to unedited, extended episodes that nobody else gets to hear. The extended episodes of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, live on Patreon. So you can head over to patreon.com/locatora_radio, pledge at $10 per month. Locamores, if you pledge at $25 a month, the Locamores anonymous tier, you get access to all the Marihuaneta incentives, as well as Locas por Libros, as well as the Locatora Radio tier. See, now every single Locatora production property has its own tier on Patreon. I want to thank our patrons, starting with Gerardo, Alejandra, Ollie, Chelsea, Daniela, Jeanette, Ruthie, Christian, Crisol, Madison, Samuel, Yvonne, Carla, Magdalena, Jasmine, Bailey, Cristina, Edna, Selena, avocado toast, Rosalina, Sirenia, amazing name, Carla, Dan, Ajopi, and Christina. Thank you all so much for your continued support. If you would like to become a patron, head to patreon.com/locatora_radio. This has been a Locatora production.